Justin Wayne.
That has been on the show many times before, but not recently, so I thought it was, should play them. That is, of course, This World Fair. ThisWorldFair.com is where you find those guys. And that song, San Francisco, won a whole bunch of awards, songwriting awards and stuff like this. Really well recorded, produced, edited, written, sung song. It's just a great song. Those guys are from Minneapolis, which is where I'm from, and just great stuff. So, thank you for, welcome back to the second half of the show. Hope you're all with us. Thanks for staying with us. We are going to talk about the Musicians Clinic here in a few minutes' time. But before that, and we got to tell you about some gigs. But before that, we're going to play another song. This song is a new song from Sierra Alpha, one of the bands I love to play on the show. This is All I Want Is All She's Got on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
She wants
all she's got. The all aunt is all she's got.
Once again, Sierra Alpha, sierraalpha.co.uk. Go find them now. It's time. It's now time for something. Well, something, not something completely different. A little different.
You're a disgrace. Think you're supporting live music sitting at home alone? The Recharge Radio Gig Guide.
Provided by tourdates.co.uk.
That is absolutely right. And as always, thanks to Tourdates for providing many things, Recharge Radio, as well as their gig guide. If you go to tourdates.co.uk/tourdates, should I say it slowly? That would be a good idea. tourdates.co.uk/gigs. You can find the same thing I'm looking at right now, but I will tell you where to go. If you're in and around London, I think that I would imagine Tourdates is going to be spreading out all over the world, not just in London. But Rachel Golding, who was one of our Musicians Clinic, well, people that came, attendees, can I say that? She is playing the 23rd, which is my birthday. She's playing the 23rd of January on Sunday at the Tabernacle here in London, and she's got some fantastic music going, so definitely check her out if you have a chance. Also, Bow and the Arrows are at Nambuka in the city of London. London proper blood. Yeah, that's where that's it. So there. Of course, I've already told you about Little Philistines, who are playing in, Kilburn. I don't know. How do you say it? It's a good question. They are playing in Kilburn. I have their information here somewhere of who else is playing. Maybe I don't. I will get that for you in a moment. I know I have it here somewhere. So that's about it. And I should also tell you that the next Musicians Clinic, if you are in and around the London area, we had a band come from Southend. So certainly not. You can come from wherever you want to. I don't care. But just get there for 6:30 on February. Well, you have to sign up at tourdates.co.uk/musicians-clinic. But head over there, sign up, and then it's on the February 21st. It's a Monday. Every third Monday is when we do those things with our illustrious panel, which I'll explain to you more about in a little while, as well as our illustrious musicians who decided to come and welcome us with their presence. That doesn't make any sense. Welcome us. Anyway, let's play a band from last month's Musicians Clinic. They're called, she's called, she and her band is called Scarletta, and their lead-off single of their album right now, it's Scarletta, two L's, two T's. Go find her. I think it's scarletta.co.uk or scarletta.com. There's not another one. If you type it into Google with two L's and two T's, you're not going to find anyone else but them or her. She's gorgeous, by the way. So if for no other reason, go check them out for that. But the music is fantastic as well. This is called Sinful on the Justin Wayne Show, Airy Charge Radio. We'll be back in a minute with the Musician's Clinic Review. We will be back in a minute. Once again, that is Scarletta. Fantastic stuff. That was one of our Musicians Clinic. Should we call them alumni? That'd be kind of cool. That'd be a good idea if I should call their little... they have a little talking group, and they get to talk back and forth to each other, which is, you know, just get that independent band community going, which is what Recharge Radio Tour Dates is all about. But yes, let's move on, and I'll tell you a little bit about the Musicians Clinic, how it works, what happens. We'll play a couple of songs, and we're going to get your response in the chat room if you're there. If you're on the podcast, listening to the podcast, we want your response as well. I will be forwarding all the responses on to the artists, well, good and bad. They want constructive criticism as well. So if you have any of that for them, more than welcome. It is... Justin@rechargedradio.com. If you're listening to the podcast, if you didn't know that already, shame on you. Now you do, though. So good for you. Right. So the Musicians Clinic, the Tour Dates Musicians Clinic, was started about 2 years ago. Jared, who is founded, began Tour Dates.co.uk, wanted to start integrating the industry with the independent music that he is promoting on his website. If you haven't been there before, Tour Dates does a Music Unleashed Top 40, which is all rated by the downloads and stuff like that on Tour Dates. So if you have a band, if your band is on Tour Dates, you get people to go on and click and play and listen and download your tracks from Tour Dates. We'll go up in that ranking. It's all set. So it's not by judges or anything. It's by downloads and listens entirely. And that is done on a Sunday here at rechargeradio.com. But the Musicians Clinic was born to sort of connect those the industry and the independent musicians and get the independent musicians up to the up to scratch, help them out, give them some advice. The way I got involved with Recharge Radio is I went to the very first Musicians Clinic, found it extremely helpful, and ever since then they have been really helpful. This past week we had we were packed. We had five bands. We had another band that was just coming to ask questions. It was actually a presenter, an electric violinist, and we'll talk about Alicia in a little while. But we are going to start with a song I'll tell you more about. We have a panel. I'll tell you about the panel in a minute. Let's play Model Society. This is our first band from Steve and Dan. Steve and Dan came down. Very nice guys. Once again, this is Model Society, a tune for your review here in the Musicians Clinic Review Room chat room. This is Follow Your Dreams here on Recharge Radio's Musicians Clinic Review.
I'm not the right. If love is an energy, give it to me. If love is an energy, give it to me. If love is an energy, give it to me. If love is an energy, give it to me. If love is an energy, give it to me. If love is an energy.
Once again, that is Model Society. That is a Follow Your Dreams. You can find them, all of these bands that I'm going to play in the next hour. You can find on tour dates. I was going to say tourdates.co.uk/Model Society. Typey. Yeah, that's it. There you go. Tourdates.co.uk/Model Society. A couple of comments we had straight off. We like the disco beat. We're thinking it was a bit too long in the intro, which was sort of my comment, just as far as radio is concerned. If you want to get something on radio, you need to sort of do the intro, but then get on with it. It's just 4 bars versus 8 bars, generally speaking, depending on how fast the song is. Not that there's a hard and fast rule to that, but... there you go. And I was also saying it was very British. Sometimes the British bands like to try and sound American. That one certainly did not. Let's see. The question was also asked to them, are they going to do some activism because of the lyrics and such things? And they were sort of saying, yeah, I think we might actually, want to do that. So there you go. Looking for your comments in the chat room, looking for your comments at justinrechargeradio.com if you're on the podcast. Once again, that was Model Society with Follow Your Dreams. And we'll just continue on. The next band was called Shapes. They are from Southend-on-Sea, which is east of here, actually on the sea, if you would have guessed, here in the UK and in England. And these guys are quite indie, certainly on the indie side of the indie spectrum, in a good way. I'll let you decide for yourself. They are once again called Shapes, and this is The Writer, and this is The Justin Wayne Show. It's a Musician's Clinic Review.
Guitars, ah. Now I'm happy for printing. These words, my repertoire, all over this music. I and I'm high when I'm home. Paper, scissors, it's all a game to me. And I can't know, Rochambeau. Rock, paper, scissors, it's all a game to me. And I can't know, Rochambeau. Rock, paper, scissors, I can't know, Rochambeau.
Once again, that is Shapes. Tourdates.co.uk/shapes. Oh, let's just move on. So that's them. They were. I've jumped ahead in my notes. Woo. We liked it. I think that's one of their early songs. They've only been together for about 4 months, which you could not tell by the end of that tune. Fantastic, good stuff. So there you go. And no, actually, that cannot be them, can it? Do 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 do. No, it isn't. No, don't go to tourdates.co.uk/shapes. It must be a different. I'll find the link for you in a minute. This is a different band. I just was looking at that, realizing that's not them. I knew they're from Southend. Was it? Oh. Well, hold on. Sorry. Anyway, I wanted to tell you more about I wanted to tell you more about the panel that we have at the Tour Days Musicians Clinic evenings. If you've not been there before, we had a couple of new people actually that had never been on the panel before, and had some of the usual suspects. We have Andy Ross, who used to run Food Records, has done a bunch of other things. This is one of his many claims to fame, was that he helped Blur get their first big break and managed them for a while. Also had Francis Pettikin of Fairwood Music, which is a big publishing company. Also had Andy Boyd of Lazy Eye Management was there. Andy did had some really good words to say, a lot of constructive criticism for the bands, but I think that's important. And of course, we also had Paul Tipler, the producer extraordinaire, with us, and Riley Cutler of Dark Compass Media, who does a podcast that is downloaded almost 20,000 times a month, which is huge. Somewhere in there, between 10 and 20,000 times a month, his shows are downloaded. And we also had the illustrious Matt Stevens, who is, you can find him at mattstevensguitar.com. Also, he has started doing social media. He's been doing social media for quite a long time, and is doing social media consulting for bands and stuff like that. So if you're interested in a little social media consulting, do head over and check out Matt. And those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys were on the panel on Monday and had some really good advice, really good information, really, for anyone in the music industry, not just bands. So it was really fun. This next band is a band that we sort of went back and forth about their name on. So this is always an interesting thing to throw to the chat room. What do you think of this name of the band? The song is called Out of Time. And interested to see what you think. Chat room, the name is The Naked Polaroids, and they're on tour dates as well. And I'll give you both of those links to Shapes and The Naked Polaroids in just a moment after the song here on Recharge Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, that is the Naked Polaroids. What do we think? Is Polaroid a trademark? They were wondering. You can still use the name, if as long as you're not making pictures or some sort of picture-oriented thing. You can still use the Naked Polaroids. Yeah. I'm sure someone would get upset, but... I didn't realize even how to spell Polaroids. I spelled it wrong. It's P-O-L-A-R-O-I-D-S. So I'd imagine it has something to do with the fact that there's some sort of polar thing going on. Right. Probably. Good one, Justin. Is there anything else obvious I can point out to you? Well, I can point out that I was a sort of neo-punk. Gotta like the little synth. That was a song from when they were a little bit ago and had a different lineup. And they are now together. I guess they're recording now, and I guess they're going to sound a little bit different than that when they finally put out the next stuff that they're recording at this moment. But they've got the image together, and I like that song. I think it's catchy. And the lead singer was telling us that the lead singer was telling us that it's about, you know, when someone is, you sort of give them a second chance, you give them a third chance, and out of time is about, no, actually, that's enough. You're out of time, pal. And there you go. Sort of how I was feeling earlier today with the computer. And almost threw it out the window, I was almost out of time. But lucky, we've kept it. And it's working just fine now. Touch wood. Right. Next band you've already heard in the first hour. If you're you've been listening since the first hour, if you haven't, this is going to be a treat for you. This is a song. It includes a collaboration. That's the word I'm looking for. It includes a collaboration with an artist, a vocalist in Atlanta. The song is called Miracle. Once again, this is Trigia. This is T-R-E-I-J-A, which is tweetits.co.uk/Trigia. This is Miracle. Here on the Justin Wayne Show. Interested to see what you think about this one on Recharge Radio.
Yeah.
That, once again, that's Trisha with Miracle. I think that's a it's an interesting track, I think. We've got Randy was saying in the chat room about why is there all this music that has synth squeals about now. I think it's because of a guy from Owatonna, Owl City. He's from Minnesota. And no, that's not where it came from, but certainly one that made that sort of like ultra clean electro pop popular. I think Trisha is a little bit further near the indie side with the acoustic guitar, actually has real instruments in his stuff. I don't think Owl City has any real instruments. I think it's all a computer hard drive. But no, good stuff. I think he wrote that specifically as a song written one, so for someone else to take that away and write or just record it. That's sort of what they're trying to do, or he's trying to do with that. And obviously with a little collaboration, getting a little female voice in there as well, some interesting stuff going on. And Trisha is a very interesting songwriter and is doing some very interesting stuff, so make sure you do check him out. Before we continue with the evening, we have two more songs from the Musicians Clinic evening to play for you and let you review. I wanted to read something from Rodrigo de Sá, who is coming up in about 13 minutes. He has a new segment on his show, and I'm going to do the bit for you. You all know that due to the fact that he was born in the Portuguese islands of the Azores, Rodrigo is able to say wonderful words that most of you won't understand. But when those words are converted into music, well, it doesn't matter how much you understand Portuguese or any other language. Tune in to Recharge Radio in about 12 minutes time and listen to Speaking Another Language at the show Island Music. Chances are it can be a song from Portugal, Japan, Spain, Italy, Sweden, Fiji Islands, or Tuvalu, or any other micro country that you may never have heard of. Recharge Radio, as you know, starts broadcasting at 7 p.m. and the Rodrigo show is 10 p.m. every evening. If you listen to the podcast, and no, don't forget, music needs to be driven, not controlled. I feel like that was pretty good. Jordan does that really well. I'm working on it. And I'll try it again later. Anyway, so do make sure you do listen to that bit of and the entire Rodrigo de Sá Island Music. It's fantastic. It's a fantastic show. Brilliant. It just fits into that 10 to 11 o'clock slot very well. It's not too chill, but it definitely has a good evening vibe, if you will. Right. The Musicians Clinic, we have two more songs to play for you. Oh, no, sorry. One more song to play for you. I have two more songs to play for you this evening. But we're going to hear from Rachel Golding. She is playing the 23rd of January. If you head over to tourdates.co.uk/gigs, you can find out more about that and where and when. But Rachel Golding is from Brighton and is a very, very lovely. What kind of word is that? She's a very lovely young lady. And say that three times fast, lovely young lady. That's tough. But yes, Rachel Golding, her tune, first single that is out now, Like What You See, she is pushing to be an artist and not just a songwriter, but certainly a very good songwriter, as you'll hear right now. Once again, it's Like What You See. It's Rachel Golding on the Justin Wayne Show. Recharge Radio.
I feel the rush, but I
up with your boys having a fun time. You put down your drink. Are you coming over?
What do you think, kids? Good stuff. It was a very, very successful evening. I think you'll agree that Jamie was like, gosh, it was a great voice from the other side of the room. And I have to say, if the wife says something about a track, it means it's really good, because she doesn't say much about anything over there. But hey, no, in a good way, not in a bad way. It's all right. She's just, you know, doing other things. If it can make her turn her head, it's a good sign. So Rachel Golding, good stuff. Thanks to all who participated in the tour dates. Dakota.UK's Musicians Clinic. If you want to sign up for the next one, which is the 21st of February, right down there in the Holly Arms in Camden, it is tourdates.co.uk/musiciansclinic. Head on over there. Any of the artists you just heard, they're on tourdates.co.uk as well. If you need them, if you need their links, just send me a message via the chat room and I will get you hooked up. If you need, or if you're listening to the podcast, Justin at rechargedradio.com. Anyway. That's gonna just about do it for me. I got at least one more song. It looks like I might have a chance to sneak in a second one as well. But I will play this one now for you. It is Station AM is the band, and this is Without a Shadow here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
last night, you're all used up. But if you're still, you'll see him come. But just until you lose it all.
That is going to about do us for the evening. Thanks very much for listening. This week, I must tell you, this week wraps up the nominations for the Justin Wayne Show Birthday Best. So if you haven't got your nominations in yet, make sure you do that. There's notices and stuff on the site. There's also new blogs on the site. I'm going to be blogging a little bit more as soon as I get this computer sorted out, which should be soon because it's a new one. It should be fantastic. As soon as we get to the recording bit sorted out. So hopefully that'll happen very soon. And then we'll get back to blogging. I stirred someone on there about Bob Lefsetz, and who is, almost, extremely famous music blogger and music writer, really just been in the music industry for a long time and knows a lot. So if you are an independent band musician, do go check him out. It's fantastic stuff. I am going to finish with a song. I'm going to finish with a song that is off of the Recharged Radio thing. The Recharged Radio sampler that we had going around for a while. They're gone. They're absolutely gone. You can't get one anymore. In fact, I don't even have any more. I had a stash of them for a while. But anyway, this is a song. It's just a brilliant track. From the Belfast band Kitty and the Can Openers. This is Roll On Yesterday. Yeah, I think so. Let's do that. But yes, you'll hear from Rodrigo de Sá in a few moments' time. This has been the Justin Wayne Show. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Poland yesterday, it still has a role to play. Carnally to Paraguay, it's in every step of the way. Helen's Bay, stopping off for lemonade, it's in every step of the way. Roll on yesterday, roll on yesterday. Say I'm rolling in the sawdust, kids they call me Brontosaurus. As this hair recedes, at least I still have these trusty memories. Roll on yesterday, it still has a role to play. Carnally to Paraguay, it's in every step of the way. Roll on yesterday, roll on yesterday. Oh.
Independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.